Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we were going to break, talked about, threw out a couple of thoughts. Hey, is there, you know, what's wrong with the Cavs? Something wrong with the Cavs? Jeff gave you just some numbers. Cavs losing right now. They've lost four of their last five games. They lost to Toronto. They lost to Atlanta. They lost to Boston. Beat an Indiana Pacer team that's 4-17 at last look.
Yeah.
And then lost to the not very good Portland Trailblazers last night. So I threw out that thought. You know, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I got a message from our buddy Tom Withers.
Oh, does he think something's wrong with
him? Who sat in on Tuesday.
Excellent job. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All it said was this. 13 of 52.
Oh, that sounds like three-point shooting to me, baby. I cannot stand watching this kind of basketball. Sorry.
This team is shooting threes like they think that Larry Bird and Steve Kerr and Craig Hodges and Reggie Miller are wearing Cavs uniforms.
Mark Price?
Throw in Mark.
Bingo Smith before the line?
Bingo didn't shoot from that far out.
I don't know. It felt that way. When I was a kid, I was little, so it felt like it was farther away.
It didn't, no. Last night, the Cavaliers jacked up 52 three-point shots.
How'd that go?
They put up 42 two-pointers, Andy. 42 two-pointers, 52 three-point shots, and made 25% of them. When it's not going well, let's do more of it.
Continually. They continue to do this night in and night out.
Andy, it's first of all, when it comes to basketball, your interest is solid.
Okay? Solid.
I never hear you say stuff like this.
I can't stand watching it. It's horrible.
There it is.
It's bad basketball.
You don't say that kind of stuff very often.
I normally
don't.
You know, just at least give yourself the opportunity to get somebody in position to get a rebound. They don't even do that. I think that's the harder. It's like, how much hustle does it take to get the ball down the floor, stand outside the arc, put it up, miss, send it back, play a little defense, come back, put it up inside the arc, miss? I mean, when you make it, it's fun. I don't have a problem with that. But you know what? It's just not. Move the basketball. You're too talented not to play that way. Man, why are we in such a hurry to nail a three every time? Every time.
The Cavs.
I can't watch it anymore.
Cavs are number one in the NBA in three-pointers attempted at 44.8. Now, they are third in threes made, but that doesn't matter as much as the percentage involved here. The Cavs are making 15.6 three-pointers per game. So they're first in attempts, third in makes, but 22nd in three-point percentage. 22nd three-point percentage. They're making under 35% of their threes. So figure this one out for me, Andy. We don't do it better than most teams in the league, but we do it more often than the rest of the league.
Jeff, how many points?
That's just not a good idea.
How many points did they have last night that was not outside the arc or inside the paint?
You tell me.
One bucket. They made one. Donovan Mitchell made an 8-foot driving floating jump shot.
When I walked into the studio
baseline.
This morning.
It was baseline, too. It wasn't even.
Our buddy Anthony Lima pulls out. Anthony was jacked up about this.
Oh, was he pumped?
He put together a chart about 3-point shooting and things. And I didn't know Anthony had such artistic ability.
I didn't know either.
But he did. And he said, good teams are taking fewer threes. The good teams are taking fewer threes. That's basically his thought. And I thought, yeah, you know, there's a lot to be said for getting higher percentage shots. And I know we're going to talk analytics in football with Cynthia Freeland coming up at noon. In analytics in basketball, 3 is more than 2. That's the big analytic in basketball. 3 is more than 2. And, you know, you shoot a lower percentage, but you get 3 because it's more than 2. And that's the deal. You're not doing it real well. So come up with something else. No?
Yeah, I agree. I just move the basketball. They have the talent. Just move it. It wouldn't even bother me if they take a 3 if they're moving the basketball. They're not. I'm watching the end of the game again last night. Okay, we're down 7. Let's get back in this thing. I know you need a 3, but can you just take half a breath and try to get somebody underneath the hoop? Because the chances are you're probably not going to make the 3-point shot. So can we get somebody there for a rebound? I feel like they're just, if they don't hit the 3, they're just giving the ball away with no opportunity to get it back. You know, would you count a shot from the charity stripe on the other side of the charity stripe as a mid-range shot? Inside the circle, but on the other side of the stripe. Is that a mid-range shot for you?
Mid-range shot.
It's basically a free throw.
Mid-range shot is anything from the top of the circle, the free throw circle,
okay,
down toward the low block to me. 8 feet, 8 to 17 feet.
Yeah, I'm just looking at shots they take. They just don't take, maybe nobody, I know nobody does, but man, they just don't take any shots outside of the paint and not outside the 3-point arc. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one takes a jumper anymore.
Joe's in Jefferson. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to point out that there was maybe 2 or 3 times during late in the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When they were only down 7, yep, or even brought it down to 6, and they continued to shoot the 3. And just like how you guys were saying there, why not find the good shot or even get it down below to bring that point differential down to 4 instead of taking the risk? They're so cold. Atkinson needs to tell them, hit the ball low in that moment so we can have a better opportunity the next time we come down, when, like Jim Jones says, get stops, and then we can get it down to 2 and then make a 3. Get some momentum build up before you keep on throwing these 3s up. That's all.
Joe,
that's all I wanted to pinpoint.
That sounds a little sensible.
Sounds exactly like what I just said, too.
Yeah, sounds a little sensible there. Hmm. I have a little little game I want to play here, Andy.
Okay. We're going to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
And before we play it, I'm going to go ahead and poo-poo my own little game. You ready? I don't think there's
need
enough
music.
Sorry. I want to throw in the Letterman line. Is this anything?
Okay.
Okay. Is this anything? I looked up. I think the sample sizes are too small, but I looked up. What are the Cavs doing when certain guys are starting? When certain guys are playing?
Oh, this is your favorite game to play.
You no, it's
love
not.
It. Yeah, it is.
No,
you love it.
I like tic-tac-toe.
No, it's not.
It's a small sample size.
When Darius plays game, is that what we're really doing?
No, I looked up all the starters.
Okay.
I looked up all the starters.
Okay.
And the lineups have been hit or miss. Okay, so that's part of it. And I found the results of my little digging to be A, inconclusive, and B, not real wide-ranging.
I am so excited to hear the results after that.
Well,
what do you got?
We're talking about sports here.
I know.
Okay, so, I mean, there's some things to talk about.
But you're teeing me up for failure.
Of the starting five.
Okay.
Of the starting five. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some guys Darius has played 8 games this year. That's it. Jared has played 15. Evan Mobley's played 22 of the 23. Donovan Mitchell's played 21 games. And DeAndre Hunter's played 19. The Cavs have the best winning percentage when which one of those starters plays. In other words, for whichever guy is starting, who has the best winning percentage of the starting five?
Evan?
Take another guess.
You can say Donovan?
Take another guess.
Darius.
Take another guess. This is the thing that surprised me a little bit.
Evan?
You already said
Evan. I said Evan, yeah.
You're down to Jared or DeAndre?
I'm going to go DeAndre.
It's the guy you didn't pick.
Of course it is.
The Cavs have won 60% of their games when Jared Allen starts, when Jared Allen plays. Of the starters, when those guys play, the Cavs have the best winning percentage when Jared's on the floor.
Like, keep him on the floor.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
The worst winning percentage...
Donovan.
Nope.
Am I going to do this again?
Yeah.
Hunter?
Nope.
Mobley?
Nope.
Garland?
Yep.
Garland.
They're only 4-4. They're only 4-4 in Darius Garland's 8 games.
Not like going 1-9 there.
Well, but see, that's... Andy, when I looked it up, I had no idea. So I would have been stunned had you gotten the right answer. I didn't have them. I was just curious. You know, I thought, I wonder what this is like. I was wondering mainly about Darius. And when I saw they were 4-4 with Darius, I thought, well, let's keep checking here. The thing about it is the team as a whole, and he's only 13-10.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not like there's some huge range, but they have the best winning percentage when Jared Allen starts.
Is it bad that I got a tattoo that said Central Champions for this year already, and now we're 4 games back?
Yes, actually it is.
You find that silly?
The equivalent of the Big Ten Championship.
No, at least Big Ten Championship is meaningful.
Here's the
Central
other,
doesn't mean anything.
These are the other numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. Just so you know them. Jared, they're 9-6 in his 15 games.
Okay.
Best winning percentage. Second best winning percentage, and again, it's minute indifference. DeAndre Hunter, 58%. They're 11-8 in DeAndre's 19 games. They are 12-9 in Donovan Mitchell's 21 games. They're 12-10 in Evan's 22 games, and then 4-4 when Darius plays. So you're shooting so many threes. You've got it.
Will they change? You think they'll ever change this up? Or is that on the coach, too, by the way?
Well, it's on the coach. Without question, it's on the coach. Last year, it worked. This year, it's not working. And you have a 6'11 kid who can score all over the floor in Evan Mobley. You have a 6'9 guy who shoots a really high shooting percentage, and there's nothing wrong, Andy, with getting the ball to the big guy, is there?
Not at all.
You can take it to Jared Allen.
But you're only asking for 2 points. Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, that does seem to kind of be the deal, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'll take him. Keep giving me twos.
Jared's making 57% of his shots. That's pretty good, is it not?
Yeah, we're just so infatuated with the three. So infatuated.
And it drives me absolutely up a wall.
Let's get the ball down the floor twice and make two very high percentage basketball shots down low and get 4 points, or come down the floor and chuck up a three, which you miss. And now you have none. It's just, and that's, I think, how other teams are beating us, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.